WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Sparklers. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily Boost in 5, your quick and dirty shot of inspiration to light up your day. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to sprinkle a little magic on you Monday morning. Now, who wants to build stronger connections? Raise your hand if you crave deeper, more fulfilling relationships. Yeah, me too. We all do. But let's be real, sometimes communication can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded, confusing, frustrating, and maybe a little bit lonely. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving into the power of positive communication to unlock those amazing connections you crave. First things first. Ditch the negativity. Ever notice how a simple yes can brighten someone's day? And a genuine compliment? Pure magic. Let's replace those snarky remarks and passive-aggressive sighs with words that uplift and encourage. Think of it like this. Every interaction is an opportunity to spread a little sunshine. Next up, active listening, not just hearing the words, but truly understanding what the other person is saying. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and lean in. Ask clarifying questions, show empathy, and summarize what you heard to ensure you're on the same page. It's like playing a game of verbal tech. Keep the conversation flowing and show them you're truly present. Now, let's talk about I statements. Ever been on the receiving end of a "you always"? Were you never? Yeah, ouch. Those can feel really accusatory. Instead, try expressing your feelings with I statements like, "I feel frustrated when," or "I need." It takes the blame out of the equation and opens the door for a more constructive conversation. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings honestly and respectfully. But also, be open to hearing different perspectives. Even if you don't agree, try to understand where the other person is coming from. It can broaden your horizons and strengthen your bond. And finally, never underestimate the power of a heartfelt apology. We all make mistakes, but owning up to them with sincerity can go a long way. A genuine apology shows that you care about the relationship and are willing to work things out. So there you have it, 5 sparks of inspiration to ignite healthier, happier relationships through positive communication. Let's put these tips into practice today, starting with a smile and a kind word. Speaking of putting things into practice, I had this experience recently where, insert relatable example about using positive communication in a real-life situation. You know that feeling when you finally have that honest conversation, and it feels like a weight lifted? Amazing, right? So remember, Sparklers, communication is the key to unlocking those amazing connections. Let's spread positivity, one word at a time. And before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Share it with me on social media using #TheMotivationSpark. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.